Okay, good morning. I'd like to call to order this very first meeting of a new committee, the Strategic Planning Committee for our Illinois State Toll Highway Authority. Would you call the roll, please?
Committee Chair Dr. Wisner.
Here.
Director Saldana.
Here.
Director Pana.
Here.
And as I understand it, we would need to approve the participation of Director Cannon by phone. Do I have a motion?
Move to approve.
There's a motion and a second.
I'll second.
Not sure we could do that, but I appreciate the sentiment. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, you're in there, partner.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah. Appreciate you participating today.
What
I'd like to do before we begin, for the sake perhaps of our member directors as well as media and staff, is just quickly review the parameters of this new committee so that we all understand and get that out clearly to one and all. The purpose of this Strategic Planning Committee is to act as a standing committee of the Illinois State Toll Highway Board of Directors. Its purpose is to provide the board with advice on the strategic direction and planning of infrastructure investments at the conceptual stage. The committee shall review at the conceptual stage analysis from staff and recommend direction for long-term strategic planning for the authority projects or programs. The duties and responsibilities: the committee shall report and make recommendations to the board on the following: developing criteria to assess project/program priorities, recommending a multi-year capital plan to the board, evaluating how system needs or changes affect stakeholders, including the public, business, and civic interests, developing policies related to the pursuing capital investments, and last, monitoring congruity of mission, priorities, and resources for each program or project plan. So with that, just to highlight our why we're here. We can move on then, if we could, to a couple of reports that we'd like to get. And I should mention that Director Saldana and Canham are our permanent members of this committee. I also like to take a moment to, just to indicate that as I was figuring out what suit to put on today, the Weather Channel said it was going to be 98, and so that's why I'm dressed like I am. And although I appreciate the professionalism of all those,
and I feel bad now that I'm underdressed, so from now on you guys can't wear ties.
To the Strategic Planning Committee, everybody, no ties.
Right, is there
no tie.
Right, a motion and a second.
I didn't wear a tie.
That's good. Thank you.
Enthusiastic third from staff.
All right.
For the record, I'm in gym shorts and an Arizona t-shirt.
All right, well, now don't rub it in, Tom. Very good. Very good. We appreciate that. That's why we chose you for this committee. Okay. We have some serious business to do here. And what we'd like to do is get a couple reports on some really current issues. And first of all is, as you may know, that we've been holding a number of capital planning forums throughout the region and throughout the area. And are those completed at this point, or do we have any more scheduled?
We don't have any more scheduled capital planning forums. We are continuing, of course, to do outreach and have conversations, but we've finished with those, and so I wanted to give an update. I think you, I know, have attended a couple of them, and other board members have been attending them, so I've heard firsthand some of the input, but we thought we would give a brief overview of the feedback that we've heard from those planning forums.
Okay. Just go ahead.
Great. So if we move to the first slide, after the board action at last month's board meeting, which created a tentative list of priorities after the extensive really review process that the board undertook throughout the course of last year to really look at our existing system needs as well as any new projects that we might choose to take on, the board moved at last month's meeting to tentatively prioritize a group of projects, and we then went out with those projects at your request and held capital planning forums really throughout the region to discuss those as kind of the tentative tollway priorities and get some feedback on those. So just as a reminder, those were certainly, we heard loud and clear, the existing system needs of the tollway need to be the first priority. That includes rebuilding sooner rather than later I-90, the Jane Addams, with an extra lane of capacity there. Also, to the extent possible, some type of transit element, maybe a managed lane as part of that extra widening were important. The Elgin O'Hare West bypass that emerged as a kind of the next tier of a near-term priority, along with the 294-57 interchange. Those two major projects were important priorities. And then longer term, making sure that we had at least reserved the capacity for, you know, environmental studies, planning, and other work around the 53 North extension, which we created that Blue Ribbon Advisory Council on, and I think that the folks up in Lake County were very appreciative of that. And then some additional resources to do feasibility studies or planning, other work around future projects like the Ileana. So those were the priorities that we went out with. We met with nearly 250 attendees across these various planning forums. We had a broad spectrum of, you know, either representatives from just the general public to elected officials, community leaders. It was, I think, really, they were very well attended. We also set up a mechanism on our website, and you see the website address here, for email or electronic comment. I don't know that we got a lot of, you know, feedback through that mechanism, but ultimately did receive a great deal of feedback, certainly in person from the forums. And 50 comments submitted, frankly, isn't too bad and shows a high level of interest in the planning and the projects that we're taking on. So, next slide. The forum participants certainly articulated a couple of things, I think, very clearly. That they were pleased with our capital planning efforts and the fact that we were planning and had done such an extensive job of planning and were committed to things like advisory councils and community input. And that a long-term, they articulated that a long-term capital plan for the tollway was something that they thought was very important, and that we needed to think maybe even beyond 10 years, think even more comprehensively about our future. Certainly the impact of what we did was going to stretch beyond 10 years. Generally, you can see here, I think, you know, from my personal experience, the sessions really ranged from, you know, in some locations, they were more broad in their focus, and others they raised much more specific local project priorities. But generally, you know, we heard support for that reconstruction and widening of I-90, and in different locations, depending on how the groups were impacted, support for the Elgin O'Hare West Bypass and the 294-57 interchange. Particularly when we went south, we also heard that thinking about the capacity, it sounds like, did we lose Director Canham?
Yeah, either someone else joined or we lost them.
That sounded like a lot.
Hello? Okay. Yep.
Okay, he maybe will call back in too. We'll give him a second. Oh, I think we'll need to dial in now.
Oh, sorry about that.
That's okay.
I didn't do that. Sorry. That wasn't too bad.
Thanks for the help.
Yeah, yeah.
These are pointers. When I'm going to be chairing my committee, I'm not going to touch the phone.
Yeah.
That's not my thing.
That's my strategy.
I think that'll be the first policy we develop on.
Welcome to AT&T's teleconference service. Please enter your access code, followed by the pound sign. Join the conference as the host. Press star. Otherwise, press pound. Please enter your host password, followed by the pound sign.
That's okay.
There are two participants on the call, including you. You are joining your conference as the host. For a menu of available commands, press star pound.
Director Canham?
Yeah, I'm here. I lost you. Below.
We got your back. Okay. Very good.
Right.
All right.
So, again, certainly support for those top priorities, but also, as I mentioned, particularly we went up to Libertyville and into Lake County, very focused on Illinois. Route 53 is a project, and very, very happy that we decided to take this next step with the Advisory Council. many people thought that that was the right approach. Of course, there were some in the audience who wanted that project sooner rather than later, and they didn't understand why we wouldn't start construction immediately. But I think, really, ultimately, we're very happy with the advisory council approach. And then, of course, I know, Mr. Chair, that you were at the Elgin O'Hare, the Wheaton meeting also, and there was, I think, broad support for the Elgin O'Hare there. So we had, I think, a good response to the list of priorities, and I think we can take from this generally that the priorities that we established were well received, and I think generally the right priorities for the tollway to be looking at for our future. Slide four, again, the general comments also, I think, provided some real positive feedback on the tollway's last capital program. They think that people are very happy with the congestion relief program. They believe it's delivered the improvements that were promised, and also, like open road tolling and how we are using technology and being innovative in our approach to traffic management and how we're planning our projects. They also appreciated the regional approach to prioritizing projects and investments. Again, the comprehensive planning was important, and they, I think the feedback that we heard generally from all of the groups was also that these local interchange projects are very important, and we need to make sure that we have kind of the resources in whatever capital plan we're doing, we need to have the resources available to continue to partner on future interchange improvements in the region to provide additional local access. There was a strong focus on congestion relief. I think people are generally aware that this is a very congested region. Chicago is the nation's most congested region when it comes to our roads, and strong emphasis on congestion relief. Also, you know, a lot of concern about economic development and job creation. They appreciated the fact that there have been advisory councils formed around a couple of projects. We're going to get into some of those corridor planning efforts here in a moment. And they, many of the folks either were participating in those or were watching the work of those, and they did appreciate that that focus on future planning and engaging them in the planning phases of the project. Financing. What we heard on financing was, in several corridors, there was support even for a toll increase if it provided good value. And we heard that from, elected officials. We heard that from some other stakeholders, economic groups or economic development groups, but we, clearly there was, more detail needed in order to make a more specific statement than that. But I think we saw that general support. There was also support for a concept like indexing of toll rates, or incremental increases. I think we heard that, kind of developing the future capacity and making sure that we had capacity to do projects in the future. There was also general support for new strategies like congestion pricing or managed lanes. I think that was something that we heard received positive feedback and certainly not opposition when we discussed those types of concepts. There was a general, when we get back to the interchanges and our interchange policy, there was an acknowledgement that local participation was needed, but we also, there was some folks raised the concern that we needed to consider local communities' ability to finance. So thinking about, whether some communities, particularly in more economically depressed or disadvantaged areas, what their capacity was to really participate in interchange projects with us, and should, how can we maybe manage that so that we can provide more even coverage? And then I think an acknowledgement that there was no silver bullet funding coming for infrastructure projects from either the federal government or even in some cases other governments, state governments, local governments, and that we had to work collaboratively in a way that we hadn't previously or haven't maybe previously to think about how big new projects and infrastructure is paid for. We raised the idea the tollway can't build its way out of congestion. There was general support for us to plan for transit on these corridors. People seemed to respond well, and I know you were at a couple of the sessions where they were clearly articulating transit as a way to improve and leverage mobility. Many people had been engaged in CMAP's process, so liked the fact that we were building off of CMAP's planning process and, you know, environmental sustainability, not just in construction. We mentioned here green construction, but I think generally the idea of sustainability, so again, transit, land use, all of that was important to them. So slide six, again, we talked a little bit about transit. The consensus was we absolutely had to plan for transit to be included in new roadways, that that was critically important. Rail and bus planning was critical for, particularly for that O'Hare and Rockford area, so 90 or the Elgin O'Hare, they really thought that they wanted to see a proactive approach on some kind of transit element and an integrated approach so that it wasn't just on the, you know, the tollway thinking about how we're partnering with RTA or PACE or METRA on what actually impacts, you know, the tollway system or might be whether it's on the tollways right away or using the tollway roads, but how that then interacts with some of the local community connections that actually get people to that last mile. And we certainly heard that in the session that you, a couple sessions that you attended. Economic development, again, congestion relief. Some people raised, you know, the cost of congestion, and certainly we highlighted that as well. It's an important for us to maintain global competitiveness on our economic development platform to continue to invest in infrastructure. But again, generally, I think we heard, particularly in Wheaton, even employers saying how important the tollway was to the siting of their offices, their headquarters in some cases. There was somebody, I think, from Navistar there talking about the location of their global headquarters, you know, along the tollway, and that access was important in mobility, not only for those companies that deal with freight and logistics, but also companies that want to get their employees to and from headquarters or to and from their businesses, that was important. So, you know, those were, again, I think some of the themes were an appreciation for capital planning and the whole process. They very much have appreciated that effort, appreciated that we've tried to engage them every step of the way, and encouraging us to think long-term not only about our capital needs, but about capacity for future priorities and projects that may emerge in addition to what we've articulated here as our priorities. I think the idea behind these meetings to some extent is also kind of more of an informal dialogue, so there may be others, if there are other things that either you heard, Mr. Chair or others, at these sessions that I haven't highlighted appropriately here, I think it's, you know, maybe we can discuss those. But I think it was a very positive effort. We were well received, and we got some really interesting feedback from people.
Yeah, if I could just comment briefly on my experience at a couple of these sessions, where, you know, I was kind of heartened. I think sometimes as you head into the suburbs, the support for transit sometimes begins to be more vague and sometimes not even there. And I was kind of heartened to hear at the sessions I was at that, generally speaking, there was, you know, we didn't always have to bring it up. It was raised by people at these sessions as something that was an important aspect of it. I think the other thing that we heard was that many of these groups see the tollway as a leader in transportation issues in this entire region, and they're placing a lot of hope and confidence in us to do the types of things that need to be done to, you know, to make this whole area competitive, to make it more congestion-free, etc. And I heard personally from a number of people, you know, support for an increase in tolls if that was necessary. On the other, and I think there was a fair among those leaders who were very much aware of potential benefits of some of these capital projects. They were fairly outspoken on the matter. However, when I was talking to them, I expressed that, you know, they really need to drill down into their community and develop grassroots support for these projects if they expect, you know, the board of directors to be supportive of what it'll take to move those forward. So I hope we do see that. And I thought the sessions were very positive and very informative.
I think it was very helpful. So I think it was a good next step, and I think we got some clear input from people.
Director, this is Director Cam.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, just two questions to Christy. Number one, when you talk about they seem to be supportive as long as they provide a value, was there any indication that any of the various projects that you discussed, that, was there any sentiment that any of them did not have value? That's my first question. And then the second question is there still the one plan session for downtown for Director Saldana and I on July 26th?
We really didn't characterize that as a planning forum. That was our opportunity to brief the Illinois Chamber's Infrastructure Committee, which I know you've been invited to, both of you. But we'll be doing a very similar presentation to what we did at these community outreach sessions or capital planning forums. So yes, we will be doing that on the 26th down at the Illinois Chamber downtown.
Okay. And then secondly,
or Willis Tower, I think, is the location. Yeah. / Sears Tower. The value question, you know, we didn't receive, you know, generally the list of priorities was well received. There weren't people, you know, there were certainly people who raised, you know, projects that were not on the list. We heard from a group out in Rockford, for instance, that there might be some local interest in taking on US 20 as to widen that. That's not currently a tollway project, and I think it's very early in the phases of that group kind of thinking about, you know, how improvements there could be funded through user fees. And we also heard from, you know, folks in different areas about priorities like, I think somebody raised even the Prairie Parkway, although, you know, those, so there were projects that were maybe not on our list that people were kind of asking where they were on our radar. In many cases, those are with the Illinois Department of Transportation, and I think sometimes, you know, depending on the individual, sometimes there's maybe not always an understanding of the difference between the Illinois Department of Transportation and the tollway in every case. But sometimes it's the IDOT that's who is advancing those. But there was support for this group of projects, and I think a general consensus that they added value to the communities in which where they were located. You know, there was a lot of nodding when we went through the priority list. I didn't hear anybody saying, and we didn't receive any feedback that was, no, this should be on the list or this should be off the list. I shouldn't say this should be on the list, but nothing that said this should be off the list. But that generally there was a sense that they provided congestion relief, provided value, that they were an appropriate, you know, group of projects for us to be considering.
Thank you.
And for me, I just want to say that I appreciate all the effort that's gone into this planning exercise, because not only internally but externally in doing the outreach to the community, because a lot of times, you know, executives have the sense of saying, we know what needs to get done without bringing in the community, and I appreciate the effort from, you know, your planning group.
Yep.
To go out and make sure people agree and validate what we think needs to get done. And I think these are all major projects in terms of adding value. This region does really have to get serious about economic development. There's a lot of indicators out there that shows that we're not growing at the average rate that the rest of the economy is, and even though it's low down nationally, we're still below average. So this region, in order to retain jobs, does need to address congestion. You know, we can't retain companies or encourage them to expand or attract companies if we don't deal with congestion, the huge congestion problem we have here.
Yeah, I think, Maria, one of the best things that ever happened to the U.S. economy was the interstate highway system under, you know, that began under President Eisenhower. What a huge impact that had. And, I mean, I think that's what put us, one of the major factors that put us at the forefront of nations across the world. And now, faced with, and at that point, we were faced less with global competition than we are now. So for to have the infrastructure required to remain competitive globally, is a critical issue for this area, and I think a lot of people realize that.
I was frankly heartened by, you know, the kind of what seemed to be, in my opinion, embracing some of these new concepts for at least our region of, you know, managed lanes, transit along the corridor. Those were those were things that, you know, received, I think, some support, as you said, in a way that maybe, you know, 5, 8, 10 years ago, people, you know, wouldn't have been thinking so much about those types of strategies. But I think it's a clear indication that people understand that congestion is a big problem and we can't just keep, you know, building roadways to accommodate it. And we have to be a little more creative in that.
And I think, you know, in Christie's report to these different groups, I think they were heartened, I think, by the fact that the tollway in a lot of ways has taken initiative to make sure we have ongoing dialogue with other transit agencies so that any transit improvements that we might be pondering, you know, would not simply start and stop on the tollway system, but they'd benefit commuters throughout the entire route, whether it were a tollway system or interstate system or, you know, whatever it might be. So I think there was a lot of support out there to do something that was integrated and a little bit futuristic, I guess. So, okay, Christie, I appreciate that. And thanks for the report. And I think we had one other report. And I think, as Christie mentioned, there's a lot of ongoing work being done by a number of advisory groups, councils, or just coordinating efforts, one might say. And those include the I-90 corridor, Elgin O'Hara West Bypass, Illinois 53, as well as the potential interchange at I-294 and 57. And Rocco has been intimately involved in most of those discussions, if not all of them. And we would ask you for an update on that, if you would.
Let me hand some of the stuff out. These are a little pack of references. I don't have that many, but
thank you.
Two more. One thumb wrestle for me. Okay, give you the updates on the corridor planning council. Go to the next slide. What's the different things that are going on? I'll talk about the I-90, Elgin O'Hare 53, which we're just getting kicked off, and some updates on the 294-57 project. We'll start with the I-90 corridor. Now what we're defining now, I think this is most important too, is the I-90 corridor planning council. As we developed this council, which I'll talk a little bit about that, we've decided that the limits of our work will extend from the Wisconsin state line all the way down to basically the circle interchange at 290, so all the way from Wisconsin to the Central Business District of Chicago. It's not just about the I-90 corridor itself. It's the I-90 corridor and all the adjacent arterial roadways and transit networks, basically all of the infrastructure, beyond just transit as well. I mean, the underground utility infrastructure. So we're looking at all of the infrastructure within that corridor and trying to come up with some plans and thoughts about the entire corridor. So if we go to the next slide, give you some background on the I-9 Corridor Planning Council. This was really comes, and this is, you know, hats off to really putting us all together. The Earth Day Transportation Summit this year really kicked this into high gear. Everybody agreed, and it was, you know, the presentation was talking about I-90. Coming up with a collective vision through there, so this really spurred on us moving forward to create this council. The council was created in just May of this year. There's representatives on the council of the different transportation and planning agencies, different advocacy groups from both planning, business, and environmental. We've got the business groups, chamber, Illinois Chamber is involved with it. We've got municipal officials from the different councils of mayors. We also have representation at the meetings from the mayors themselves. And then there's also elected officials from the four caucuses, Democrat, senators, and Republicans, House and Senate. So one of the first things that we did was adopt the guiding principles. The guiding principles, I won't go into tremendous detail, but that's one of the things that I provided to you as what was adopted at the last meeting. What we look at, again, looking at defining what the overall corridor is, Wisconsin to the Central Business District. We talked about number one was to improve the performance of the I-90 corridor to support, as Director Saldana just said, the economic vitality across not just Northeast Illinois or the Rockford area, it's across all of Northern Illinois. So it's really linking the economies. We're fortunate enough to have two international airports, Rockford and O'Hare, off the same corridor. So how do we link these economies? We're going to require cooperative planning, to not just talk about cooperative planning, but it's going to be a requirement moving forward amongst all of the agencies. We'll talk about how many people we move through this entire corridor with both transit and through the roadways, and how we need to really focus on current and future levels of congestion, improving the overall throughput of the corridors, getting as many people through the corridor as possible, and, you know, and staying true to the, we can't build our way out of this. Obviously minimizing the environmental impacts through sound investments, and supporting financially viable solutions. You know, anybody could talk about plans that, that grandiose schemes, but we need to make sure that we're creating viable solutions that allow some flexibility for future growth, which I'll talk a little bit about how we've come up with some options for the I-90 corridor, and then really maximize the and extend the life cycle of all the collective infrastructure assets. I want to give you an update also on what an action that the board took 2 months ago with the partnership with RTA. We are moving forward with a working group to look at the transit options and evaluating and developing transit options for the tollways portion of I-90. The council is looking at the whole section of I-90, Wisconsin to Chicago. We need to focus on what we need to do on our portion to get ourselves in a position to move forward with construction as soon as 2012. So we've developed some options. To date, we've already refined and finalized some of these options. We're moving forward in that direction right now. We're going to be developing some cost estimates over the next couple weeks, several weeks, and we are going to report back to the I-90 Corridor Planning Council on the progress and what some of the recommendations are from the tollway RTA partnership and transit and how we move forward with I-90. So if we go to the next slide, I'll kind of walk through a little bit about, talk to you a little bit about where we are with our working group and with the council now, because we had a pretty healthy discussion at our working groups, really kind of bringing everybody together. This is something that I think Director Wisner, you said something at the Capital Planning Forum in Kane County, how it's unprecedented, the level of cooperation. Those aren't just words, that's truth of what's coming out of those meetings is a real spirit of cooperation amongst all of us, talking through what can be done, what can't be done, and really looking at the financial viability of everything. Where we start out at the top left, and you could kind of maybe see it through there. The tollway, back in a year plus or so ago, we developed a master plan to say, let's put our blinders on, just think about us, what the tollway needs to do on I-90 to add a lane. So that's the top scenario, this master plan.
The base case.
The base case scenario. That's, we're not going to be concerned with anything else. So we've, in our discussions with the working group and now with the advisory council and getting support and buy-in to move forward with options, what we have now is the short-term solution. What we want to do is come up with options that are going to be flexible to allow us to move towards something long-term. So the short-term option that we are receiving buy-in and support for is to add a lane on I-90. But lane one, or the inside lane, you could probably see it better on your exhibit, the one closest to the inside shoulder would be a shared used or managed lane with congestion pricing on it to allow the free flow of travel. But what we also do in this cross section is build a slightly wider inside shoulder. Our typical shoulder width would be about 15 feet, and the inside lane would typically be about 12 feet. What we're doing is proposing is a 17.5 foot inside shoulder and a 14 foot inside lane, providing a little bit of extra room for a couple different things. One, initially, in the short term, we would have what we envision would be a painted buffer between the managed lane and the general lanes on the tollway. So you'd have a little bit